listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get quick tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. This week's writing tip is to look around the edges of a scene. I love building my stories around the concept of scenes. Scenes have all the drama that comes from having characters make choices right before your eyes. They're backed into a corner or learning new information that forces them to evaluate what they feel and who they are. Making your character do this in real time in front of the reader is always powerful. I have a lot to say about scenes and the importance of scenifying your narration whenever possible. But I'll just stick with this one particular tip today to look around the edges of a possible scene. In some fiction, there are already certain scene types that exist that we're exhaustingly overfamiliar with. In the crime procedural story, we know about the discovery of the body scene, and the trial scene, and the interrogation scene. In romantic stories, we might know about the first meeting scene, or the first fight, or the reconciliation. In fantasy and sci-fi, there are similar scene types for world-building or conflict-generating. I call these scenes obligatory scenes because they're so familiar to us that we sometimes feel obligated as writers to put them in our stories. Say a character dies in your story, then we think we have to go through the motions of the obligatory funeral scene. But in fact, we don't have to start the scene, or end it, or have anything in the middle that is strictly obligatory, or that we've seen before. Great scenes subvert our expectations. Great scenes show us the strange ways things can go in real life. They show us what happens when someone speaks the uncomfortable truth or tosses a metaphorical match into a conversation. They also reflect real life, which isn't always composed of the most theatrical elements of our lives. It's also about the quiet moments, or the awkward moments, or the times when we're waiting and don't have anything to say. A great example of a scene in which nothing goes according to expectation is Dennis Johnson's Emergency. In the first part of this short story, told in one scene, an orderly is working the night shift at an emergency room and stealing pills from the medical supplies when a man with a knife in his eye walks in the door. From there, we get to see how the nurse, the incompetent doctor, and the two very inebriated orderlies handle the situation. Everyone has different desires, and they react in very different and very surprising ways to the situation. I won't spoil it for you, but it's in Dennis Johnson's story collection, Jesus' Son. When you're writing a new scene, take a moment to look around the edges of your expected scene. You may have a trial scene, for example. Maybe that's something you have in mind for your story. But maybe what's really interesting is what's happening just before the trial, when everyone is meeting in the parking lot of the courthouse. If you're writing a breakup scene, maybe what's interesting is in the awkward hour after the breakup, when the couple still has to take the bus home together. If you're writing an assassination, maybe what's interesting is what happens immediately before or immediately after the killing. Keep looking around the edges of what's expected, and you'll find something entirely new in the timeline, something that hasn't been written about yet. Then you can make that surprising space your own, because there are no rules about what could happen. This week's reading recommendation is Emily Temple's debut novel, The Lightness, which I just enjoyed. This is a really dreamy, fantastic, suspenseful novel with some surprising destinations. It's about a girl who attends a Buddhist retreat with a bunch of other girls. She's there because she's searching for her father, who was a practicing Buddhist and has disappeared. And she heard that he had attended this retreat, so she's looking for clues. But pretty soon, the story branches off from that because it's all about the friendships that she forms with these girls and how they're all trying to learn how to levitate. And they're spending the summer devoting themselves to this. So it's very surprising, odd, intense. It tackles a lot of the themes that I find deeply fascinating about spirituality and particularly the experience of girls and women in religious spaces. Thanks for listening. The Writerly Bites podcast will be back with micro tips to make your writing better. It's produced by me, Blair Hurley. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and visit the website at writerlybites.com. Email me at writerlybitespodcast@gmail.com with your favorite tips or questions about the writing life, which I'd love to tackle in future episodes. Thank you.